This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Waleed Faris, Senior Fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies here in Washington. He's also an expert on terrorism and the Middle East, and his most recent book is The Confrontation. We want to get his thoughts today as Israel agrees to ease its blockade in terms of allowing more food into Gaza. We also want to get his reaction to $400 million of U.S. aid going into Gaza. And Dr. Faris, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
How significant is this easing of the blockade when it comes to food?
It has been there. I mean, food was getting to Gaza, to the Gazan population, through two ways. One was the United Nations through Israel. The other was the United Nations through Egypt. Now, the Israelis have maintained a serious blockade of Hamas as an organization, not of the Gazan population. The Gaza flotilla and the incidents definitely created an international context of pressure, including by Western democracies, including the United States, on Israel, to basically come up with a new formula whereby they will call it easing of the blockade, which in fact would be to make sure that the aid will go to the civilian population. Initially, when Israel and Hamas went into a fight a year and a half ago, I have suggested that in order to solve the entire crisis, at least on the military level, there should be a massive multinational force deployed around Gaza and inside Gaza to make sure that the root cause of this was Hamas not willing to join the Palestinian Authority in negotiations with Israel, Hamas taking out the Palestinian Authority presence in Gaza through a coup d'etat in 07. So the root causes remains the same. That is the presence of a coup d'etat, a standing coup d'etat in Gaza by a jihadist organization. If that is solved, then there shouldn't be a blockade to begin with.
And Dr. Faris, but as long as Hamas is in control of Gaza, how do you get the resources to the people without dealing with Hamas, at least on some level?
Well, eventually, once the resources are on the inside, that's a fact. Hamas will always be able to seize, to distribute these aid packages. Even if the United Nations or NGOs would move independently after being checked by Israelis or Egyptians into the enclave, at the end of the day, technically speaking, Hamas operatives and militiamen can come back and seize those aid packages. So that is a problem. At least in this formula now, there will be accountability. The international community, the United Nations in this case, must be firm in making sure that they would actually be on the end that would distribute directly to the families. If that happens, it will be less likely that Hamas is going to go to those families and take back the aid.
Is Israel's national security compromised in any way by easing this blockade? Because obviously any vessel could claim to be having food products, and I assume it would be searched anyway. But does this increase the risk of contraband getting in?
Look, there is no perfect system. And this is a confrontation. This is not a legal agreement between countries at peace, all of them fighting mafia or fighting contraband. What is happening now is that Israel and Hamas are still in a state of war. And any easing by the Israelis is a risk to the Israelis and will be seized by Hamas. I mean, we don't need to be political scientists to figure this out, that certainly Hamas and the other jihadist backers in the region will try to use the easing of the process to get some supplies, logistical military supplies to Hamas. That's the price. But the Hamas jihadist-led flotilla, and here we can see the role of the AKP of Turkey, of Iran, of Syria, precisely wanted to do so, open up that blockade in as much as they can so they could get in as much as they can supplies to Hamas.
Is Israel's response here basically a reaction to international condemnation, or do they see this as reasonable? If you look at Israel's recent track record, a whole lot of condemnation against Israel for the conflict with Hezbollah. Eventually, they stopped the conflict. Same thing in the conflict with Gaza with Hamas a couple of years ago, which you referred to. What do you make of how Israel handles the international condemnation?
We as Americans or in the international community, we look at it as a conflict. It is moving. The two sides are trying to score points. Israel is trying, according to their own spokespersons, to defend itself and to limit the capacity of both Hamas and Hezbollah to launch attacks or missiles against the Israelis. We've seen that in the past. And on the other hand, both Hamas and Hezbollah, both allies of Iran and of Syria, are trying to enhance their capacity shielding themselves with the population. It's an old game. There's nothing new in it. For the last 30 years, the jihadi forces, which in their most recent manifestation are Hezbollah and Hamas, are trying to score these points. So in the international community, what we are concerned about at this point immediately is the fact that the Palestinian civilian population of Gaza are fed and are attended to, and that the Israeli population are not going to be victimized by further missiles in the future. That's the most urgent thing, and the rest is going to be for the international community, for the U.S., to make sure to have the widest Arab coalition to remove the weapons of Hamas and replace it with either international force or with a Palestinian authority, a reorganized Palestinian authority.
We're talking with Dr. Waleed Faris of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. And Dr. Faris, also last week we saw $400 million in U.S. aid coming into Gaza. Some say that's rewarding and recognizing terrorists, even though they happen to be in charge. Others say, look, previous administrations have given money to the Palestinians. This might just be done in a slightly different way. How do you see it?
Look, again, and unfortunately, it is about U.S. pragmatic reaction to international pressure and for political reasons. That's not how you aid and help the Palestinian population in Gaza. We all know, I mean, those who are for that aid now and those who will be, want to condition it, that any cash, any money, any support that is going to go inside Gaza at the end of the day, as we said in the beginning of this exchange, is going to end up in the hands of the military, political, security force that controls the enclave. This is a game that has been done everywhere in the region, under the Taliban, under Hezbollah, under the NIF in Sudan. Foreign aid, including by the United States, to a population, if there is no security force, a multinational security force that would oversee that distribution, it's going to end up in the hands of Hamas. I would even add one thing. Non-government organizations who could be recipient for that American foreign aid to Gaza are formed by Hamas. Hamas is not going to accept the formation of any humanitarian or NGO local organization recipient for our aid without them infiltrating it or actually forming it. So it would be much better for the United States to spend that money on actual NGOs who oppose the rule of Hamas, on human rights, on teachers, on women's movement, and begin slowly and surely and then form that civil society that at the end of the day would reject militias and would call for a legitimate Palestinian authority. It would have been a much better choice.
You mentioned the need for an Arab coalition to try and remove the weapons from Hamas. How would you grade that effort to this point?
Not so good. I mean, the Egyptians were pretty much isolated in any effort they tried to do. I mean, for Egypt to stop Hamas from getting weapons through the Sinai and through other places, that has basically harmed the image of Egypt at the hands of the jihadi propaganda. I mean, half of the attacks by the jihadists now is against Israel. The other half is against the Mubarak regime or the Egyptian government. What needs to be done is that for the Obama administration, sit down with the Arab moderates. These are your partners, not the Muslim Brotherhood, not the Khomeinis, not the AKP of Turkey, but with Jordan, Morocco, and Egypt, the Palestinian Authority, and the international community, and put a plan as to how to enable the forces inside Gaza that are not for Hamas. That's where the direction should be.
Dr. Faris, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Thank you.
Dr. Waleed Faris is a senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies here in Washington. He's an expert on the Middle East as well as terrorism. His most recent book is entitled The Confrontation. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.